We are Beer City USA, but I have a feeling we're getting to be the distillery state, this great state of Michigan. And, oh, those from Michigan in the house, they brag on there. They're co-founding because they are part of Michigan's only farm distillery, Iron Fish Distillery, breaking ground on a pretty cool expansion project and, well, certainly serving distills, if that's correct. Terminology. Richard and Sarah Anderson. Sarah, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yay, Richard, hi to you.
Good to see you.
Good to see you as well. Coming down from the Crystal Mountain area, is that correct?
That is right.
Just 2 hours.
It is a hop,
bad.
Hop and a skip, and
right.
your roads are, I would think, fairly cleared by now. And
they
absolutely.
Were.
But if you live up north, if you live in Michigan, we get used to this.
It's been incredible.
Yes.
We love it.
Has it been incredible working with Iron Fish? Be careful what you wish for when you co-found this distillery now, Sarah.
It has exceeded expectations. That would be the understatement of the century. We have had such a great first 16 months in business. Just, you know, from the people visiting our tasting room to the way that our spirits are being moving and getting taken into tons of great liquor retailers and restaurants across the state, we are feeling like we are off to one great start.
All right, let's do the 101s. Again, Richard, you co-owners, husband, wife, Iron Fish Distillery. What brought this to be Michigan's only farm distillery? How do you work?
You know, I think the real vision for this was to restore an abandoned farm and give it a solid economic purpose. And that Traverse City region is a region of spirit, wine, and beer making, and our opportunity was to actually build out the spirit part of that industry and do it from scratch and own and bring back a farm that was founded in 1887 and then went abandoned for about 10-15 years. So when people come to Crystal Resort region and come down our dirt road, they're actually going to see about 80-90 acres of fields, and we actually control every step of the process. And that was the passion that I think we wanted to bring to this early retirement project.
So you're a farmer, Sarah?
I am a farmer. We harvested, actually, we had a great harvest this year. We harvested about 55,000 pounds of grain, wheat and rye last year. So we are planted up and ready to go again for next year. We think the snow is going to be amazing for our crop. Nice solid cover on the grain. And we love the farming aspect of what we do. It really connects us to that place. It gives our spirits a very distinctive taste because the grain that we're growing actually has a particular sweetness. So we love working on that farm, and we love being part of Michigan's overall agricultural programs.
All right, so here we go. We're into a new year, and you are doing a couple of cool things, breaking ground. Now, obviously, we find your work, your product here in Grand Rapids. Let's start with this groundbreaking project, please.
Well, we're 16 months into to our business, but we've had over 45,000 people find their way down this dirt road to visit our farm. And guess what? They actually all live in, you know, they might have second homes or vacation in the region, but they're all going back to Grand Rapids and Grand Haven and Holland and Ann Arbor and Detroit. So we have been opening distribution statewide. Probably in a distribution account almost every day. We have over 300 accounts, and we are distributed throughout the Grand Rapids area. So, I think the brand's resonating with the farm-to-table movement. So we have chefs and restaurants that are really featuring Michigan agricultural products. And this is the first time, really, that a spirit grown from grain on the property distilled by the farm is available to those kinds of restaurants.
Great. Sarah, where do we find what you brought in here today, this Iron Fish Gin? Where do I get this?
That's actually some special stuff that's just in the tasting room. We did our Michigan Woodland Gin has been an unbelievably popular product, and we think quite delicious that we've sold statewide, and that's been amazing. But we took some of that gin and variations of that gin and barreled it in many different types of barrels. So we're releasing it little by little. And that one was aged actually in a stout barrel that we made from a brewery, some imperial stout barrels. We put some whiskey in it. We took the whiskey out. We put the gin in. And that's what you have there. So that's a special thing that's available at the tasting room.
Great. And where exactly are you located? Again, near Crystal Mountain.
Right? Yeah, mm-hmm. We have the greatest neighbors. We say it's location, location, location. We're in the middle of nowhere, but we have the greatest neighbors. Crystal Mountain is about 2.5 miles down the road from us. And obviously they're having an amazing winter with all of this great snow. They've seen tons of great guests over there, and they're making their way to Ironfish. So we love having them as neighbors.
Talking about Michigan's only farm distillery, Ironfish Distillery, doing great things in the state of Michigan. Co-owners Richard and Sarah Anderson. So this groundbreaking Rick House, specially designed for ...
So it is a Rick House. Ricks are actually the stands that actually barrels are stored on, and this Rick House will be a 4,800 square foot barrel storage facility, but it actually opens up opportunities for us to expand our production equipment in our state-of-the-art facility, which is on this farm. So we'll be adding a second shift as well, and so we're super excited to be increasing our employment due to, you know, the reaction and the fact that there's just been this great acceptance in the region to our product by the community nearby.
Yes. Sarah, anything additionally on
so
that?
So there's a whole nother exciting part to it. So we'll do the barrel house. That'll be fantastic. It'll give us actually some additional private event space. That's amazing. But we're going to be able to fill some bellies now at Ironfish as we move forward as well. The second part of our expansion is actually we're expanding our kitchen operations, and we're going to put in a wood-fired oven. And it's going to be based on a, obviously, farm-to-table concept where many of the ingredients that we're using to create things like wood-fired pizzas and other wood-fired foods are going to be coming from our farm and other local farms. So we're really excited about that because people, we know that food and drink go together. We just needed to take a minute to get that all going.
I think if I have my Ironfish Distillery gin without any food, I might start telling secrets or something. Yeah, it probably wouldn't be the best thing. Hey, what does one? How do I best? Let's say I'm at your tasting stool. I ask for this specialty. What? How do I drink it?
So it's interesting when we with that barrel aged gin, we're really doing the simplest of drinks. We have done it with some very, very delicious tonic that we have. That is nice. But generally, we're just doing it kind of as gin martinis or gin on the rocks with potentially a couple different types of bitters that we're adding to it that really build on the botanicals that are already in the gin. And so we keep it simple because it's very complex in its own flavor, and we certainly don't want that to get lost in a cocktail.
Right. So can I... Again, best place to get your gin in my hands would be?
Well, you can certainly come to our farm, and all of our products are available at the tasting room, and we have music on weekends, and we do have food trucks on weekends. But in the Grand Rapids area, from Art of the Table to Siciliano's to Rishi's to Crushed Grape to B&B Party Shop to King Moss Market, Cannonsburg Market, Iron has featured us, Zeller's Party Store. So we have a zip code finder on ironfishdistillery.com, and you can click on the where to buy. And we would love feedback on where we should establish accounts next.
There we are. You've got the fish pin, don't you, Sarah?
Always, always. You got to represent, Shelley. You know that.
I know
and
that.
We should say we should say that Ironfish is named after and honors the steelhead that run the Betsy River. This is a farm that environmentally third-party verified, and partly because we want to honor that fishery, but also they return every year on a journey to where they were born, and we believe we're bringing spirits back to its origin, which was an agricultural activity.
Congratulations on your success. We'll continue our conversation throughout 2018. IronFishDistillery.com. Co-founders Richard and Sarah Anderson. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much.